How did this this come about, first of all? How did you get together with the Pennycress Energy Company?
Okay, we've been looking at that for about a year. You know, it came to our attention last year during a meeting, informational meeting that they had in our region. We decided, let's take a look at this. Let's see if it makes sense for us, not only for us being the city of Galesburg in the region, West Central Illinois, but for the company. You know, we want to make sure it's a good partnership if we're going to work with them. So we started some discussions a few months ago, and we got to the point where, you know, where both parties are comfortable that this is a good situation, you know, for everyone involved.
And will they be locating in the Sustainable Business Center, or do they have their own facility?
What we're going to try to do is get them to have an office there in the Sustainable Business Center. The actual crushing plant, if that's established in the region, will be at a different site. But it will, hopefully it will be in Galesburg, or not Galesburg, at least in the region.
Okay.
We're taking a regional approach on this. It's not just Galesburg. You know, this is for the entire region. Jobs, you know, whether it's in Galesburg or Monmouth or, right, you know, wherever. It's not just for that community. You know, these are jobs that anyone within the 50-mile radius can probably reasonably get to. So, again, it's a regional effort. And what we're looking for is that this makes sense because, one, it's a good way to get some additional income into the hands of our farmers. You know, we are an agricultural economy along with our manufacturing and so on, but, you know, that's an important part. So we can get some additional income to our farmers who can double crop, grow a cover crop during the winter, grow a crop that doesn't compete with the food product, crop that will help us on decrease our foreign oil dependency. You know, so there's a lot of positives there. Now, within this 50-mile radius, we can support a crushing facility to support, you know, the growing in this 50-mile radius, 60-mile radius. That'll hopefully happen, you know, either Galesburg or some community within our region. And those are jobs, new jobs that will create it. So we've got income going to our existing industry, a new industry being formed that employ more people, and, you know, looking at, you know, the things that we can do, you know, contributing to a decrease in foreign oil dependency, you know, things like that. So it makes a lot of sense to us.
Speaking of farmers and a 50-mile radius, I guess, would this be the next step in the process, is to find farmers who are willing to plant enough of this to make it feasible?
Yes, we're going to have some informational meetings starting during the summer months, talking to the farmers who want to go from a corn to bean rotation. So this will be a crop that comes in between the corn and beans. So if you're a corn over bean farmer, this would be a good crop in between that corn bean planting. It's a cover crop, so you can prevent soil erosion. A study was recently released that, you know, this crop actually puts some nutrients back into the soil, and that yields, bean yields after the cover crop of the Pennycress during the winter have actually increased.
So you're not looking to have anyone give up some acreage, but actually use this as a cover crop.
Right. This is not competing against, you know, the traditional spring summer planting. This is something that, you know, is planted during the fall and harvested before your planting of your summer crop. So it doesn't compete with the crop. It's not taking away. It's actually like adding a second shift to a factory, if you would. So this is land that, you know, might remain dormant during the winter. It's now being used to grow pennycress. Pennycress is a cover crop, preventing soil erosion, nutrient loss, things like that, keeping the moisture in the field. The equipment, it's your existing equipment, just, you know, having the settings set to harvest a smaller seed. The company is going to provide the seed, do the planting, provide funds to do the harvesting, and then buy the seeds from the farmer. So to me, it sounds like a situation where it's a win-win-win for everyone involved. You know, more jobs for the community, more income for our farmers on a national level, a new alternative renewable fuel source. I kind of like it.
With all those steps, does this yield enough oil to be profitable to the business? You know, one of the knocks on ethanol is that it costs, you know, it. There's so much energy expended to create it, you're not really gaining that much.
Yeah, no, this isn't a situation like that. You know, basically the oil from the seed, it's about a 36% oil content, so it's double the oil content of soybean. The oil that comes out is a very clean situation, so there's not a lot of refining and processing that needs to be done to it. That can be done in an existing biodiesel refinery that are still around the country, you know, where they refine the soy, for example. The crushing facility, you know, you crush soybeans, you can crush pennycress. So, no, it's not, unlike ethanol, it doesn't take a lot of energy to convert it into a usable fuel. So, I know that's a knock against ethanol. It's something that, you know, obviously people are working very hard to overcome. But the pennycress, the biodiesel from that is, I would put that in a totally different class. As far as pennycress versus other biodiesel feedstocks, it's got some properties that really make it a little more attractive. It's almost a premium biodiesel oil stock. For example, the gel factor at low temperatures, it doesn't gel up like some of the other biodiesels that are made from animal fats or even soybeans, so it's got a lower temperature at which it will start to gel up, which is important, especially if you're going to be using it in some of the defense applications, things like that. So it's got some interesting properties to it. It doesn't compete with food. So, like, for example, where people were saying that, you know, corn prices went up because, you know, it's diverting up to the ethanol market. Well, there is no, you know, edible soybean, edible pennycress product, so you're not taking it away from a food source. So this is a crop that's grown in the winter, not competing against any other, you know, crop in our area that's being grown in the winter. It doesn't compete with any kind of a food product or food source, and has some good applications in the alternative energy field. The meal can also be used as feed for livestock. So, you know, it's a secondary consideration that there's also a feedstock going into the livestock market. So it's a pretty interesting concept. We're excited about this. One of our initiatives is to be involved in, you know, sustainable green businesses at the Sustainable Business Center. And this certainly fits that mold. This is a young company. I think they've got some good ideas. They've worked with the USDA Research Lab in developing this. The science is behind it. Now, let's see if we can find some local growers that are looking for an additional income and something that's not going to hurt their existing business.
Yeah, and it looks like the company has been working with Western Illinois University also to develop, a higher yielding variety of pennycress.
Right, they're in a cycle where they're very close to going through their. It takes a number of years to get that growing that hybrid seed going, and they're in their final stages of having that come out. So the seeds that they're using each year have been better and better. So the yields are higher, the oil content is higher. They're coming up with a good seed and good business model, and it makes sense for our region. And, you know, one of the things we do well in this region is obviously grow things. And this is something that, can be grown in the winter, has benefit to the farmer as far as cover crop, does compete with his existing crops, add some income to our farming community. And again, we'll add jobs when we get to the crushing and storing and shipping aspect.
When will you be scheduling these meetings that you'll host to talk to farmers about this idea?
I would expect our first meetings to happen in July. And we're working on our schedule right now. We'll announce that hopefully shortly in the next few weeks. There are a number of people we want speaking there. People can address the yield study, for example, and the financial side, and questions like that. So we're just making sure that we have everyone at these meetings who can provide the answers. We hope to do a series of meetings throughout the region, and we'll start hopefully having these in July.
And will you be looking to host these at the Sustainable Business Center, or will you be going out to different communities to talk about this?
We will be going out to different communities. We would like to have one meeting at the Sustainable Business Center in Galesburg, but we will be going out to the community as well, Monmouth, Rio, Yates City. Wherever we need to go, we'll go to have these meetings. And obviously it's going to be more than one meeting, and the locations will be announced along with the times, but we will be taking this, to the people that we want to reach rather than making it difficult and having them come to us. We will be moving these meetings around a different location.
All right, Gary. Anything you want to add about this right now?
Well, I'm excited to be involved in this. The city is looking forward to working with the Pennycrest people. I think it makes a lot of sense for the region. And I think, if you're looking at, big picture, decrease in foreign oil dependency, that's a positive. If you're looking at jobs in the local community, that's a positive. If you're looking at extra income for the farming community, it's a positive. I want to look at both the pros and cons of it, and I'm having a hard time finding some of the cons. So I'm very excited to be involved with this project.